My blessed brothers, greetings.
Will I stand through every battle that depends on me today? What will matter then is my knowledge of the word. Have I learned to hear from heaven, glory what I heard. To get that heavenly power, I'll keep on fighting day by day. To leave this world behind me, prepare to run the race. These are days of preparation. Are you giving him your all? For the days are getting darker. Are you following his call? His talents are what matter. Are you listening to his voice? Will you hold on through the testing? Are you making the right choice?
Are you listening to his voice? Are we hearing from the Lord in the midst of these days of preparation that are quickly becoming the days of action? I apologize for the audio. I'm driving. It's very foggy in the Smoky Mountains tonight. I want to thank you all for tracking with us this year. I don't think I'll be posting this on New Year's Eve, but I'm recording this on New Year's Eve. One more hour to go. And then it's 2023. What will matter in the tribulation is your knowledge of the word. Have you been in the word? Have you spent time memorizing scripture? Do you understand the timeline of the Antichrist and the coming new world order? We've only just begun to step into this last marathon. And all the things that the prophets have spoken of, they've pretty much come true. We're now at the cusp and just waiting for the actual prophecies of Revelation to go into full gear. You know, the seals, you know, the trumpets, you know, the unveiling of the mysterious Antichrist. There's a lot of candidates, and I'm hearing, you know, Macron, I'm hearing Prince William. You're like, well, those guys are total jokes. Well, yeah, but they're not possessed by Satan yet. I was on a phone call earlier today about Macron and how there have been many people saying he's the Antichrist. I'm like, well, you know, I don't know about that. But then think about the fact that he was in a conversation with Putin just before the forces of NATO decided to start a war with Russia by inviting Ukraine into NATO. And Putin was like very coherent, gave a very sobering speech about the fact that if you allow Ukraine to join NATO, it will mean war. And of course they went ahead and did it, but he started it with saying like, I have been tortured by this Macron guy for the last 7 hours. And they were in this meeting at a long table, either of them at either end of it. It was like that scene in Batman, the first Tim Burton Batman movie with that exceedingly long table. Kind of almost like a comedy, really. And so we have multiple candidates, but I don't want to set dates or set names. We are primarily interested in equipping the end time church and, well, being the end time church and being witnesses and missionaries. And I know we're all tired. I know that this year we've been really fighting hard on all fronts and just going and going and going. And it can get exhausting. It can get very overwhelming to think that we've only just begun. But really, we've only just begun. Because when the tribulation hits, that is the shot heard around the world. The race of, well, hold on, because Jesus is coming back, but first we got to go through this Antichrist beast system. So how are you doing? How was your year? How are you making it? How are you getting through it? There's been so many wars and fights and so many fronts. The fringe Christian community, the mystic Christian community, the missionary community, the foundational Christian community. But there's also a unity in forgiveness, in overlooking each other's wrongs. We are all the children of God. And the Father has given us kind of this big sandbox to learn and really to play in, to serve Him with our free wills. People have made mistakes. People have kind of thought that they were prophets, and they've named names and dated dates, and then they were wrong, and things kind of fell apart for their ministries. And then other Christians gather around and say, false prophet, loser, loser, not looking at the beam that is in their own eye. I was going through some really heavy spiritual warfare battles this last week, and God led me to just read the entire Beatitudes by Jesus, Matthew chapter 5, and to recall that this is the blueprint for our whole Christian life, is the words of Jesus, especially those Beatitudes, especially forgiveness, especially building your house upon a rock, and all the things that he said in there about adultery, about murder, about hating one another, about even saying, like, you fool. And this is very important that we come back to the Bible, because the days of preparation are coming to a close. And now is the time, the season of the Antichrist beast system. And we're all talking about that. Not too many people are talking about the millennium. And if they are, their vision is just the millennium's here, and not the timeline of the Antichrist beast system leading up to the rapture and the Battle of Armageddon. And really cool things are ahead, guys. We've all been, if you're a part of the Spirit Force, we've all been spread across more than we can possibly handle. There's just so much, you know, I mean, there's so much that God is doing, and there are so few harvesters. There are so few laborers, and people think that by red pilling people, that's doing the work of the kingdom. Well, that's just kind of being a good human being and saying, look, your house is on fire, the country's on fire, there's big problems, but you're not sharing the gospel, you're not focused on the gospel, you're not focused on the word. You don't have Alexander Scourby reading the entire New Testament or Old Testament or both. You have a million zillion info war kind of things. I'm guilty of that. And I want to come back to the war for souls. What are we doing to win souls to Christ, to Jesus, to the gospel, to the kingdom? What are we doing to share that? And unfortunately, very little. I just don't see a lot of effort in that arena. I see a lot of people thinking that being aware of what's going on equals God favors me, or the fact that I have ascensions and I have mystical encounters with Christ means I am on the right path, when there is so much more. So let's muse upon this, on this cusp of two very intense years, two very important years, as I drive up further into the Smoky Mountains, and they are getting smokier and smokier. Hallelujah. Let's muse upon the more interesting things of the Spirit. I had a very interesting dream last night that I'd like to share. Things that we've never seen before are going to start happening. Crazy stuff, man. I mean, stuff that nobody really told you about or prepared you for are going to be happening. And God has supernatural gifts and abilities for your spirit if you will identify more with God than with the chaos of this world. He has things that take you so far out of your comfort zone of, like, what is okay, what is not okay. we have to just be ready for God to do something really supernatural and cool. I mean, that's the main thing. Oh my gosh, there's some big police action going on up ahead. I better pay attention here. Let me put on a song and let's see what's going on. I'll be right back in just a moment. I'm driving through some heavy mountains, man. Heavy mountains.
Tribulations are closer day by day. But help me to get ready. Help me do the things you say. We would work together, learn to go where heaven leads. Stronger in the spirit, receive your golden seeds. I must learn to do this now. Days of peace for in days to come. A better life will depend on it. If the victory's to be won. These are days of preparation, 'cause I give to you my all. From the days I'm getting darker, I will follow when you call. 'Cause your talents are way better, I will listen to your voice. I will hold on through the testing, I'll be making the right choice.
Very dangerous driving through these mountain roads. I don't recommend podcasting while driving through the mountains, but hey, we're hardy mountain people, right? Looks like just some police dealing with some situation and probably some party with a bunch of youngsters or something. I don't know. Because that's what we need to be focused on, right? Well, some guys gave beer to an underage. I don't know. I mean, that used to be the big thing back in the day. That's stupid. In high school, that was like everything going on in Florida, Naples, Florida, was just, hey man, did you go to Lisa's party last night? We were all so smashed, and then the cops showed up, and it was like, dude. And that's where I decided, you know what? I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm not going to give a gosh darn about what a bunch of retards are doing. And those kids, you know, they were just living that foolish life, but they would see me with my hymnal, like I was memorizing hymns. And I remember one of these kids, he was always hungover early in the morning in Mr. Bradley's biology class, and he was like, hey, what's that? And he asked me to sing him one of the hymns that I was memorizing, and I was kind of embarrassed, but I kind of under my breath sang the hymn, and you could tell he was searching, he was hungry. And why aren't we looking for that? Okay, yes, China is invading the U.S. I got a message about, you know, oh, I got a vision of China invading the U.S. and oppressing us. Well, they already have. I mean, it's so much cheaper and easier to just send meth into America and make sure everybody's smoking it and getting screwed up by it than to send some kind of mega D-Day invasion like that red communist Red Dawn movie and remake of North Korea invading America, except it's actually supposed to be China, but they changed it to North Korea because China was in control of Hollywood at the time of that movie. The guy that played Thor was in it, and great movie, Red Dawn, the new one. I need to see the old one about Russia invading U.S., but they've already done it, and Russia don't have to do jack diddly. They're just trying to survive. They're ready to execute a nuclear war if need be, and they know that nobody wins if that happens. They're very, very patient and plotting when they do their tactics. Well, around here we are prosecuting a spiritual war, and we're all feeling it, we're all tasting it. The enemy comes and tries to fight you. He does his darndest to get you off that wall of the New Jerusalem and get you out of the faith and get you all concerned about money. You got to work more for more money because money is the thing. No, money is not the thing. Money is quickly disappearing as anything. Bartering, pretty good. Barter, but then after a while, the only thing that's going to matter is your faith in Jesus Christ and your knowledge of the word, as the song said. What's going to matter in those days of darkness is my knowledge of the word. Are we coming through the battles? Are we engaged? Are we getting victories? You know, there's going to be a lot of sickness. I was listening to some alternative Chinese news, bilingual news, and they were talking about the crisis of sickness in China and the overwhelmed medical establishment there. There really is this mentality in China that some kind of weird new bioweapon's been released and that the hospitals are all overwhelmed. And this was a live transmission just like an hour or two ago that I was listening to and thinking, well, maybe they've already released some kind of new bioweapon in China. And that terror of dead bodies and understaffed hospitals is going to spread over here, and they're going to start welding people in their apartments shut over here. I don't know. I mean, I live in the mountains. We're working on communities and trying to figure things out. I mean, it would be good to have horses in case you couldn't even... I don't know. I mean, I don't want to live in fear. We've always had this conversation. And man, the road is foggy. I might have to pull over again in a second. This is insane. This is like the most fog I've ever driven home in. But the fear needs to decease, needs to decrease. The faith and the amount of Jesus, the scent of the Lord around you needs to increase. What are you walking in? What are you carrying? It's a long-term marathon ahead, and we need to be so intoxicated in Him and so full of just His gladness, because it's such a good thing to know Him and to be in Him and to be one with Him. It's such a good thing to know the Lord and to be known of Him. Let's focus on that for a little while. Many people are held captive by the fear of death. That is the main thing that binds them constantly. It's just this, oh, what if I die? Well, what about if you die and you didn't do the will of God? What about that fear? What about your life that was given to you to enter into this very important game of life, this sandbox of the earth, and with free will? And, you know, I look at my children growing up and I see their free will and I see their choices, and you just want to help them along to know how to do the right thing and what's right and wrong. And God wishes that for us. But for children to live their lives in fear, no, you don't want that. And God wants us to not fear death, but to much rather fear Him and Heaven, who can cast the soul into hell and destroy the soul. Like, that's scary, honestly. Not man who's passing away, who after they have killed the body, there's nothing else that they can do. Don't be afraid of men. Don't be afraid of what people think. And we need to be reminded daily, because the world just tries to get you to think about how many likes did your post get or whatever. None of that matters. If people see it, they see it. How about the delight of just the journey and the smallness of the saints in the beginning? It's fun to go to fairyland and just go to the pixie world where there are those small beings, and you get to enjoy the magic of it. Japan, to me, was pixie land. I mean, who cares about Japan? What's it like there? Oh, that's weird. That's far away. There's such joy in Japan. I think of Pixie Land as a place similar to Japan. so much joy there, so much fun, so much happiness, so much enjoyment of the little things. And why I say that is that if you would humble yourself as a little child and come to heaven like that, rather than trying to govern all dimensions of heaven and earth and I am the ultimate Christian, just take it all in and be like, wow, I'm alive. Wow, I can love. Wow, I can forgive. Wow, I can enjoy God's blessings and just take it one step at a time. I've been on phone calls constantly this last 48 hours with prayer warriors. I want to lift up my sister Tina, who has cervical cancer again, and just please pray for her. Please pray for my sister Emily, who needs prayer just for her healing. She thinks she might have Lyme disease. Just whatever, but just pray against the fear of everything. The fear of, like, oh, you got diagnosed with cancer, or oh, you might have this or that problem. Our bodies are temporary, and we are going to be given new bodies at the resurrection, and that time is coming soon. So I don't fear the Antichrist beast system. In fact, I don't hope for it, but I really look forward to the timeline happening so that final time leading to the return of Jesus Christ, the hope of the gospel, it should be so clear in your mind that you don't fear beheading or any kind of persecution. They will fight you. They will cast you out of their system. A lot of us have already been cast out because we didn't take the death jab. We've already been cast out. And now we're moving forward into a future where everybody and their brother is moving out to the country and leaving the system behind. And just the joy and the love and the glory of God and the wonder of his presence and the hope of his calling. I speak these words not to preach at you, but to remind myself too. This is reality. Not arguments at the holiday dinner table. Not whatever Tucker Carlson says tomorrow night. The reality is the construct of the Bible. Why do we just mention it as an afterthought? You know what I mean? Why is the Bible not considered the news? The real news is Jesus Christ and the Bible and the timeline of the end times. People talk about being out of their minds and then coming back into their right mind. Well, we spiritual people need to realize that the Bible is our right mind, and everything that is outside of the truth of God, the laws of God, the expansive visuals of God's presence and glory in his kingdom, everything outside of that is crazy. It's 2 + 2 doesn't necessarily equal 4. It's, you know, there's no such thing as gender. There's just this insanity. And a lot of us just kind of tune out, and at times we just want to hide and shrink into, like,
little comfort bubbles. Well, how about, what if God is your strength? Like, what if
the kingdom is the place that you find your refuge? And yes, you are the kingdom. So God is like, is anybody going to show up to work today in prayer and like identifying in the Lord Jesus Christ and letting me direct your steps? Is anybody interested in doing that today? Or are we all just going to have another day of fleshliness? In Isaiah, God looked around to see if anybody would go, if anybody would be sent in the throne room of God. And Isaiah just happened to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And you know what he said? Here I am. Send me. Well, guess what? Read the whole book of Isaiah. Boy, did he get sent after that. So, if you would just be, would consider yourself sent by God, my gosh, he will send you. He will bring to you revelations of glory unlike anything anybody's ever seen before. And the book of Isaiah is a testimony to that, because of all the books in the Bible, I would say there is no more mysterious book than the book of Isaiah and the wondrous, incredible revelations that he received of this millennial reign of Christ to come. I would adjure you to make it a New Year's resolution to read the book of Isaiah, but not just read it through and say, okay, I did my homework, teacher. I would adjure you to choose certain passages out of the book of Isaiah and to meditate on them and to make them your life. And see what he will do. And especially that section of God looking around and seeing if there was anybody that was available to pray in that time. Isaiah saying, here I am, Lord, send me. Well, this year, 2023, you are sent. If you choose, you are chosen. I got news for you, baby, buddy, brosky, bub. Heaven is suffering a severe unemployment problem. As far as heaven's quantum entanglement with Earth, if you will. If you would like to be a part of this spirit force moving forward, you are hired. God has work for you to do. All you got to do is daily acknowledge him and say, here I am, Lord, send me. And you might be really super busy like I am this Christmas time, this new yawns, like New Year's, another day, another battle. Well, I woke up this morning to a phone call that woke me up out of a dream. It wasn't the phone call that was as interesting as the dream. And I was seeing these monks levitating, floating, flying, kind of like Marvel movie, something like these monks, these Chinese guys that could fly. And they were on a mission. And I was with them. And there was this force field, this invisible giant glass force field that they encountered, they came upon or was obstructing, and they're like, oh no, we have this thing to deal with. And there was this sort of a sense of, well, we've got to get around this thing. There's got to be a way around this force field. So whatever that was, I don't know, good or bad. There's missions, there's action in the spiritual dimensions. So be aware of that. And give it some space in your noggin. Don't just be thinking about what some family member said or something on the internet or stuck in the past, but think about the fact that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses and we are engaged in spiritual combat, wrestling. I mean, heaven is mostly witnessing us, you know, surrounding us. And they have wisdom to pour into you. But the spirit realm is also full of devils and demons. And so be aware of those too. Be frosty. This is going to be a year of battle and victory and overcoming and rest. As the tribulation sets in, if you identify under the echelon, under the mantle, under the identity of the Bride of Christ, God will pour into you his goodness and his bliss and his love. As long as you don't try to control everything in your own strength, and I'm going to do it, I can power through, I can muscle through, I'm a Basham after all. Well, that very may well be so, but the most extreme power is in reliance on his power, because he says, take my yoke upon you, overburdened person. Let me carry your yoke. I'll take your garbage. You just take this very light and easy yoke of discipleship. All you got to do is forsake everything. Hate your life unto the death in comparison to loving God and his destiny for you, his relationship with you. Love God, and he'll send you on these missions. I'm telling you, I've seen stuff. I saw stuff this morning. I didn't have time to even pray or write it down or have my meditation. I was just like, what was that? Flying Chinese monks dealing with like a giant force field. And there was a lot more to the dream. There was a lot of really important things happening, having to do with family, friends, international topics, you name it. Don't get sucked into this world. Get sucked into the spirit world. Get sucked into the Bible world. The Bible as your base and your foundation. Check out the Foundation Stone series on quantum Christianity. Now complete. Discussions and heavy Bible scripture reading. Heavy duty to get you in gear with the scriptures for the big, big end time war ahead. Thank you for joining us. It is 11 o'clock at night on January 31st, 2021, wherever you're listening to this. God bless you. Be strong in Jesus. Don't forget, you are counted in if you choose to be so. I'm going to count myself in. I'm going to get that Thor's hammer up in the air and get transported to Asgard or New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Leave the past behind. Let's move forward. God bless y'all.
Battles raged, we saw many fall. Fires within caused a breach in the wall. Losing hope, we started to doubt, till this battle cry was shouted out.